band. Totally acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not plugged in, mic'd up, nor now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
That's very good, wasn't it? I might use that for the end of season special. Right then, so...
Hello and welcome to the season finale of the second series of Totally Acoustic. This is a night of gigs that we've done at the Lamb in London, where we've had people come and play totally acoustically. We're going to have bits from everybody who played this season. None of these have been on the podcast before. I've been saving them for a special occasion. And this is it. So we'll start off with Jenny Lockyer from our first gig back in March.
This is my next song. I can eat what I like, I've a fast metabolism and it goes straight through, alright. Oh, please don't think that I haven't tried ways to put on fat so I don't disappear when you look at me sideways. My gran says, your legs are like sticks, but I'll have you fatted up in two short ticks. Sit there while I stuff your face full of food till the day you die. The day you die. But I'm thin, a skinny Jean, and I couldn't give a stick what she thinks you. She can feed me as much as she likes on fast metabolism, and it goes straight through all right. She says, she doesn't understand. I can't understand why you're not big yet. When I was your age, I had a bum to buck a biking. You'll never get a husband looking like a twiglet and two salt. You could pull me up a drain pipe, had it past my as a skeleton key. If I was a chocolate bar, I'd be a curly woolly up in a skinny gym, and I couldn't give a stick what you think, Jim. I can eat what I like, I've a fast metabolism, and it goes straight through all right. Oh, please don't think that I haven't tried ways to put on fat so I don't disappear when you look at me sideways. You can poke me in a gap on a tube train because I'm skinnier than most. I once had an unfortunate event with a dog who thought I was a lamppost. I'll say 5 donuts a day, keep the doctor away. I have a little leaner, I don't stay in bed with a head full of dread because there's a lot to be said for looking like a pipe cleaner. No, 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 no. My gran says, you're anorexic, it's telling that you blame. That I could swallow the grand piano and I'd still look the same. She always has to have a little maintenance. The day you fit a bra, it'll be apocalyptic. Tries to buy me potential bloke. She says, if all else fails, they could use you as a dipstick. I'm thin, a skinny Jim, and I couldn't give a stick what you think, Jim. I can't eat what flipping echo like a fast metabolism, and it goes straight through all right. Fat women moan, think they can whisper and look at me like that now. I can see what you feel, I say, but it's not my fault if you were such a fat cow. I'm thin, a skinny Jim, and I couldn't give a stink what you think, Jim. I can eat what I like, I'm a fast metabolism, and it goes straight through. Right. Oh, please don't think that I haven't tried ways to put on fat so I don't disappear when you look at me sideways. I wasn't 30 when I wrote that song. I was about, I don't know, 16, 17, and my gran was going on at me at the time. I'm going to have to change it to, I've got a middle spread, and it's okay. And it doesn't really matter. So, I don't know when I shall do that, but I shall at some point.
Also that night, we had Mrs. Simon Fox. Simon's just released an album of cover versions, and this is one of them.
Exchange your love. turned her voice shook when a whispering died. She cried, never wants to recover. She cried. Talk to me about love. Don't talk to me about love. Since that case roaring by, whispering died, she cried, never wants to recover, she cried. Ooh, don't talk to me about love. Don't talk to me about me about love. Don't talk to me about love. Be that girl I said it was. Couldn't be that girl. Couldn't be that girl. So I said it would.
I'm amazed you didn't get it. I mean, it was like Claire Grogan was in the room for a bit, wasn't it?
No, my birthday's on March the 3rd, and this year I put on a special birthday one-man show, and nobody came. So, I'm not going to get any arse out of you today. But I mean, March the 3rd, you're buying this year.
We've all put gigs on where nobody has come. We didn't build them as a one-man show.
All these things, yes. Now, my brain is carefully noting this, and the next time I have to say this, I shall incorporate what you have said and pretend it was mine. So March the 3rd is normally the happiest day of the month for me, but in 2006, it was not. Not because I had a bum birthday, but because it got so much better a mere week later, as this song will demonstrate. Oh, the smooth intro. Sometimes you get some good news that makes you want to cheer.
Yay!
Such an occasion came about on March the 10th this year. Of course, that was that year, obviously. Not this year, but yeah, 2006. March the 10th this year. Oh. Slobodan Milosevic is dead. Slobodan Milosevic is dead. The genocidal slaughter's got to be his god. Slobodan Milosevic is dead. Slobodan Milosevic is dead. It cannot sufficiently be said that he ethnically claims to a very sticky end. Slobodan Milosevic is dead. Oh, they'll be singing in Treblinka. Couple little shits are lifeless sticks. And they'll be dancing in the streets of Kosovo, cos he's the Losovo. But that's true. Oh, Slobodan Milosevic has died, possibly preventing suicide. The Kosovan civilians are in the... sort of do like it. The Cosmos of an idiot moved by the millions, couldn't give a fuck how he died. Slumber that philosophy J. Moore. Dead and a nail within the door. On the mortuary shell like the Yugoslavia itself. Another thing he's responsible for. He can claim kinship with Gavrilo Brinship. The man who shot Franz Ferdinand. They both outlasted the wars they started. I meant he shot the Archduke, not the band, because that would have been stupid. But Slobodan isn't really dead, and nor the ideas in his head. As long as there are nations all by ethnic segregation, Slobodan will not be dead. Catholics and Muslims and Jews can learn to live together if they choose. Tear down the Israeli fence and let's see common sense. And only after that can it be said that Slobodan Milosevic is dead. Oh, yeah. Sorry about the screw up in the middle. Incipient Alzheimer's disease, coupled with senile erectile dysfunction, which rears its ugly head. Oh, it doesn't obviously.
And that was the living legend that is Mr. Peter Buckley Hill. Now on to our next show, which happened 2 weeks after that, and we kick that one off with Superman Revenge Squad.
Stuck in the garden, trying to buy my way free. It's getting me nowhere. I'm getting angrier by the day. I'm getting angrier by the second. I'm leashed up, stuck in the garden, trying to buy my way free. It's getting me nowhere. I'm getting angrier by the day. I'm getting angrier by the second. I'm leashed. I'm the angriest dog in the world. And I've lost the use for barking. I'm the angriest dog in the world. Some things are everlasting. I'm the angriest dog in the world. I'm gonna buy my way through this lead someday. Somehow, some way, I'm gonna succeed and find my way into the house and chew your face and chew your mouth off. And though you try to put me down, you won't forget the times you left me tied up, leashed up, stuck in the garden, trying to buy my way free. Just hoping that one day we'll meet somewhere and you will be my equal. And I'll ask you what you think of all the things you did to me. And before I go and put something like a pitchfork through your body, gonna lock you in the garden and ignore you for 15 years. Make you eat the tin food you gave me until the tears are rolling down your face. But I don't think I can do the things you did to me, to you. And it's funny because I hate you, but inside I really love you. I'm the angriest dog in the world, but you will always be my master. I'm the angriest dog in the world, but you will always be my master. I'm the angriest dog in the world. I'm gonna find my way through this lead someday, somehow, some way. I'm gonna succeed and find my way to the house and kiss your mouth, and kiss your mouth. And though you try to put me down, won't forget the times you let me down.
space dogs. You probably have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, good. It's for you. What's your name?
Oh.
No, no, no. Amazing voice throwing up. I thought it was that man, and it was another man, a different man entirely. Oh, wow. I'm sure you've got a great voice too. Sorry to. Yeah.
Chris.
All right, Chris. Yeah. This is for Chris. My name is Laika. I was the first dog in space. Shot up high in a rocket. On a limited edition Russian stamp, you can see my face. You hear something late at night. Barking, yapping, howling, and some nasty bites. It's just me wreaking my revenge on the earth. Cause you sent me into space. No means of return. 9:57 in Sputnik 2. Yeah, I got to space 3.5 years before you. But Yuri Gagarin survived while I stayed in space, mutated. Now I'm back alive. I may just be a mongrel bitch. I'm not gonna fetch any more sticks. I'm gonna choke you with my stinky breath. I'm gonna bite all of your postman's legs. I'm gonna lick your face to death. Yeah, I think I'm okay. Walked into the kennel door again. That's cause I've mutated to the size of your home now. I'm back to chew on all of your human bones. Do you think that I just leave beg and fetch in space? I'm back to shit on every pavement of the entire human race. And there's no owner with a pooper scoop. Don't try and bribe me with a snack like Scooby-Doo. I'm gonna cover this entire planet with my mutant space dog poo. Cause my name is Laika. And I was the first motherfucking dog in space.
And that was the very marvellous Matt Tiller completing the second half of something of a dog-themed pairing of songs. Moving on now into April for our next gig, which kicks off with the Understudies.
The love is all for 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 the love is Okay, I've played this night once before, and it's amazing. I very much like the fact that everyone is now sitting very close, about 5 feet away, whilst I shout about what I don't like. Bitter things about ex-girlfriends and bands that I hate. So I should apologise for that. But bearing that in mind, this next song is how a member of the Manic Street Preachers can suck my cock. So this is fine. Ready? Hold on. What's the first line?
Like, can't shoot rabbit.
Awesome.
Are you coming to...
I can help with that.
Come and help. Yeah. Right there. Come and help.
Yeah.
Come on then. Okay. Woo. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Eddie Young. Did you write this?
No.
No, you
didn't. I didn't write this. I don't really remember it.
But that's alright.
I've kneeled down, so.
Okay.
I've heard it. I heard the first line.
Oh, the second line. Yeah. Alright then.
If I can't shoot rabbits,
I can shoot the manics.
Yeah, they're so political.
Why are they so shite?
James Dean Bradfield
looks like Gadfa.
And they wonder why the band lacks style.
Fuck the MSP, just like they fuck me. Don't wanna hear the hits, no, when I'm at the disco. Fuck the MSP, just like they fuck me. Don't want no social shite on a Saturday night.
Shame.
Not even the Stereophonics.
Oh, that lame.
Nicky Wire.
Where's the dress?
Peter with a hole in his head. Fuck the MSP. Just like they fuck me. Don't want to hear the hits though when I'm at the disco. Fuck the MSP. Just like they fuck me. Don't want their social shite on a Saturday night. Nicky Wire can suck my cock. Nicky Wire can suck my cock. Nicky Wire can suck my cock.
That's all the songs I know, so thanks very much.
Oh yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
And that was Key Top of the Pops and his minor UK indie celebrity all-star backing band at the end of what you can probably tell turned out to be quite a raucous night out. Moving on now to our penultimate gig, which kicks off from one of my favourite songs from one of my favourite artists. This is Von Vorten.
This is a new song that I've written recently. It's about the future. I was gonna get up, but why bother when my car refuses to hover and nobody will be going to work in gravity suits. And I'd go back to sleep, but I think my imagination's on the blink. Of a world where food is served in cubes. They promised we'd have phones in our watches by now, and we'd all live in domes on the moon. But instead we'd check the time on our phones, and we won't be moving into space anytime soon. The future's disappointing. The future's disappointing. The future's disappointing. Or is it just... So I drive into work, singing along to a shiny disc full of songs, most of which have been pulled straight out of the air. My computing machine has a wireless stream to every song I could ever wish to hear. That phone in my pocket is now a computer as well. It can take photographs and check my mail. And in the rare event that I think of something funny to say, informing the whole world is just a few clicks away. So is the future disappointing? Is the future disappointing? Is the future disappointing? Or is it just me? Is the future disappointing? Is the future disappointing? Is the future disappointing? Or is it just me?
So, song about death, or a song about kind of going, oh, I'm getting a bit old. What do you fancy?
Oh, getting old.
Okay. My youth, it passed away, although in truth it never meant to stay. Even though they tell you it's the only way, they make you feel old at 21, like the time is marching on. But you gotta learn there's more to come. You're the shadow that escapes the sun. I grew up in fragments, some might say. I fell in with the right crowd straight away. Although in truth it never felt that way. I had a song to sing when the sky was grey. And I told you about Mary and John. You know who just they were based upon. But all they ever seemed to care about is how my sweet Lucy made it out. Onto my four-track cassette. When the kids went digital, I lost the originals. It's always good to start again. It's always good to start again.
And that was the rather wonderful Mr. Owen Tromans, which brings us to our final gig, the fifth one of this series. I had a bit of trouble booking acts for this one. In the end, I ended up asking a couple of people who were coming on anyway whether they fancy doing a little mini set themselves. And the first of those who said yes and who did it was Mr. Tim Eveley, who's coming next.
Choice, I would travel, learn every language like a native. If I had a chance, I would stay here, get to know my neighbors as friends. If I had a chance, then I'd drive up no country lanes and back streets, like the back of my hand. If I had had a choice, I'd take the train. Sit back and relax, let in the landscape burn. When I see her face, I lose my bearings. Although I know where I want to be. When I see her smile, I'm lost. I feel like a child with no hand to guide me. And if I had a chance, then I'd teach. Pass on the very little I know to another generation. And if I had a choice, I'd sit and listen. Learn from my elders, who would give me of their wisdom. And if I find my voice, we will talk. Tell you how I'm feeling, confess my inner demons. And if I have my way, we will walk hand in hand and arm in arm down through the pages. But when I hear you laugh, I lose my place. Forget why I came here and what I had to say. When I see your eyes, I'm away. Living in the present, I don't care what anybody says. And can I do everything? Can I be everywhere? Can I meet everyone? Would you care? Can I fill all my days with ceaseless noise to fill this space? Can I put everything back together?
Now we've got More Bad Times, a band who I had pre-booked in advance for the gig, although I'd actually booked them under another name, former Utopia, expecting it to be George from the band doing a solo set. But a few weeks before, I played with him in this duo and thought it was so bloody marvellous, I begged him to come and do it like this. And he did, and you'll see why I liked it so much.
I'm already drunk, George.
So am I, yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to get more drunk, aren't we? Yeah. Right, aren't we?
It's likely.
Yeah. So we're going to do our super hit now.
We just made it yesterday, right?
No, this is Those Trainers.
Oh, this is an old hit. It's well famous.
And so this is how we first met.
Yeah.
We both had yellow trainers on.
Yeah, the trainers. It was all fault of the trainers, I guess.
Sky, won't you sit with me a while? I love the smile
like the sun's come out whenever you're around. The face of fears, it eradicates all my fears. Like a star, the trains are fucking crazy. Love is smart. I wanna kiss you. I wanna kiss you. I wanna kiss you.
I'll like a style. You dress like you'll be loco for a while. I'll love your smile. They'll see that wonky. It's like the moon's come out whenever you're around. It exasperates all my fears. But I'll love his smile. Those ringers are fucking crazy. I'll love his smile. Why don't you kiss me? I want to kiss you. I want to kiss.
I like your style.
I'll sit with you a while.
Love his smile.
Sun's come out whenever you're around. Your face appears, it exasperates all my fears. I
like your star,
your face is so fucking lazy. I
like your smile,
why don't you kiss me? You smell like a donkey, and don't think I want to kiss. I wanna kiss.
This song got to number 59 in the German charts. It's my proudest achievement, and sadly, I think it probably will stay my proudest achievement. And it goes like this.
Tripping up on the sunlit curve, wondering if I'll ever see you again. Round the bend, don't need to tell me that I'm screwed up again. Bye bye, baby. Bye bye, baby.
We had so much, but it's down the drain. You wave your hand and you disappear again.
Left it. September. Essentially, there was his son.
Tribute band to ABBA.
If only we could have gone 58.
Yeah, and that was a fine day for sailing. The other band who I knew were coming on anyway, and I just asked to do a couple of songs, which worked out quite nicely, I thought. So for our last one, this features me and Mr. Stephen Hewitt. This is a song from our new show Moonhorse, which not only encapsulates how I think Totally Acoustic should go, but how I think pretty much all gigs should go. I hope you like it.
It's just a good song, really.
Thanks, Steve.
It's kind of shoehorned into the show. It's great. Oh, and I have to do the first two fucking verses, yeah.
Yeah, and I've just written down two verses there, because I don't care, because you're singing those. That'd be boring, but stick with it, because I'll be singing it.
And it's called We Did It Anyway. We never won an award, we didn't get on the news, we weren't the talk of the town, we never got a review, no photography shoot, for the cover of a fashion magazine, but if you take a look in the record books, you won't find me. Everything that we've done has been roundly ignored by the makers of taste and the style reports. In a time yet to come, when they're writing the history of the human race, there'll be no trace of you and me.
But we did it anyway, we were unaware. Much too busy having fun to know that no one cared, because we did have some fun.
Yeah, and we did have some laughs. In fact, a lot of them were the best time I ever had.
All the places we went, everything that we did and we said.
It's amazing to think of all the dancing and drink and all the people we met.
And we did it anyway, just because we could.
If I'd have that time again, you know what? I bloody would.
So you can keep your awards,
forget the fame and the wealth,
because you know I won't swap this life for anything else.
It is a glowing review.
Don't bother asking for exclusive interviews.
I don't need to have a lot of medals and cash when I'm with friends like you.
We'll still do it anyway, just because it's good. We don't need the approval of you or anyone. We will do it anyway, and it will be great. Who cares if no one ever knows? We'll do it anyway. We'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
Steve. It's actually quite a song. It does mean a lot to me, that song. And yet I'm standing here wearing a sip on my head.
And that's the end of that. Thanks ever so much for listening to this. I've really rather enjoyed putting it together. It's reminded me of a lot of really good nights that we had, which are all thanks to the bands who came and played and were brave enough to do it, and especially to all the people who turned up and clapped and laughed and sang along, and were just lovely, really. So yes, thanks ever so much, everybody who's been involved. It's been great. We're going to be doing it again. We've got some summer specials coming up in a sort of Doctor Who between the series specials, is how I'm thinking of it. You may choose not to think of it like that. We're having one in London, sort of end of July-ish time, and then we're doing two special shows up at the Edinburgh Fringe on Wednesday the 10th of August and Wednesday the 17th of August at 6:15 p.m. at the Buffs Club. All the details are on our webpage, which as ever is www.totallyacoustic.com. And yeah, thanks for listening, and see you in the summer.